This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings and safety from Allah Almighty be upon you all. You know, life is different to paradise. You know, life gives us days that are for us, days that are against us, and especially as a revert Muslim, especially as a new Muslim. So how should you deal with the difficulties that life throws at you, especially after becoming a Muslim? Well, number one, you know, you should remember that the best generation, they were new Muslims as well. The companions of the Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, they were new Muslims as well, just as you, and they were persecuted for their faith. They were dragged through the desert. They were lashed. They were beaten. There was a whole propaganda campaign against them. They were locked up in a valley for 3 years with no food and no drink and no medicine. Sanctions were placed on them just because they were new Muslims. Just because they said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah or Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu, that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah, and that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is God Almighty's slave and messenger. They went through great turbulence. They were new Muslims as well, and they felt what you feeling. So remember that and take hope from the fact that they went through it and they survived it, and they became beacons of light, and they became the generation of guidance, because you know, we are Muslims today because of their sacrifices, because of their efforts, because of their patience after entering Islam and being new Muslims with the persecution that reached them. So point number one, remember that they were new Muslims as well, and take pride and inspiration from their plight and their patience. That's number one. Number two, attach yourself to the Final Testament, to the Book of God Almighty, right? Because the Final Testament, you know, it is the words of God Almighty. When you read his words, they bring a solace. They bring a therapeutic effect to you, right? In the Quran is the revelation that helped the messenger and all those new Muslims that were with him through the greatest trials and the greatest tribulations. Their stories of hope, their stories of what previous prophets went through and how God Almighty gave them success over those who worked against them. There's messages and snippets and inspirations from God Almighty that really bring within you, hope and inspiration to fight through the turbulence that you are going through. And the third thing I'll advise you to do is find for yourself a buddy. What do I mean by a buddy? I mean someone who, you know, was a revert, you know, now they're a long time into Islam and they went through what you're going through and they managed it. Find a buddy, right? Some, you have to make that effort. Look out for people. There will be people in your community that went through what you are going through and they've been through it. It's always nice to have a buddy, someone to lean on, someone to call when you have that low moment, someone to take inspiration from when you feel that you're falling in front of the pressure. Find a buddy and let them be an assistant and a means for you at the initial period of becoming a new Muslim. These are some of the tips that you can use to deal with difficulties, especially after entering Islam. For more information, visit islamwise.org and newmuslimacademy.org.